Oh, I think all sides regard this as an unfortunate development, although not surprising, because as time has passed, both sides have grown rather jittery, and especially since they have been talking at each other in the immediate past. And so I am not surprised that we are beginning to see the beginning of fights. It has gone on all along. And perhaps the only difference is that in frustration, one side is using heavy weapons in order to inflict maximum damage. And that and all types of fighting must be stopped. The international community, especially the African Union and ECOWAS, are appealing to both sides to exercise restraint. The high-level panel of the African Union is working hard, and we hope that very soon the whole thing will be sorted out.
President Gbagbo, there have been some criticism leveled against both the African Union and the ECOWAS, saying that both have been slow in trying to resolve the crisis in Ivory Coast. What do you say to that?
Well, my answer is that if they look at the resolution that set up the high-level panel, it said that they should evaluate all aspects of the of the conflict in Cote d'Ivoire and make recommendations. And so there were some necessary stages to be gone through. First of all, experts at the technical level had to meet both in Addis Ababa and in Ivory Coast itself, contact all sides and listen to them, not only the contestants, but all even civil society organizations and so on. And it was only when they finished that the meeting of the high-level panel itself started, both in Nouakchott, Mauritania, and later last week in Abidjan. You know, the final stages are being reached now. There's another meeting on Friday in Nouakchott. And I will still appeal to all sides to exercise patience. It will all be sorted out very soon.
President Gbagbo, there are suggestions that divisions among African leaders contributed to slowing down the process of ECOWAS as well as the AU in resolving the crisis. What do you say to that?
There is no question about that, that it was the division that led to all this. You remember that when ECOWAS first adopted its two resolutions and issued them as communiques, that the whole of Africa was behind. But then, owing to the backtracking of a few countries, that we lost a lot of time and created the space for the African Union to step in. And so it was, in a way, unavoidable. But since the high-level panel started working, I think the unity of Africa has been restored. And as you know, the African Union is working closely with ECOWAS to find a resolution of the conflict.
President Gbagbo, last but not the least, what would be your message to Ivorians as this fighting continues between the two sides?
Well, my message to Ivorians is that they should exercise restraint. All that is in the power of their regional and continental organizations are being employed now to find a solution. And it won't be long before the high-level panel comes out with something that can be accepted by all. And therefore, both sides should exercise patience. That killing one another is not the way out of the present impasse. And in any case, those who kill needlessly or commit crimes will have to answer in the future. And so for now, I think we should hold our horses on all sides and wait for a pacific resolution of the conflict.